From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea says it's developed a hydrogen bomb that can be loaded into the country's new intercontinental ballistic missile. Korean Central News Agency reporting that leader Kim Jong-un described the bomb as a thermonuclear weapon with super explosive power. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking by telephone, stressed the need for close cooperation with South Korea in the face of a growing threat from North Korea. President Trump spent a day visiting with hurricane victims in the states of Texas and Louisiana, where he also met with emergency response teams. He applauded the work of the National Guard in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey.
I want to congratulate you, you guys, the Army guys. This has been, it's brutal what's been up there, but you have done so much for the services and for the respect. Now, the whole world is watching.
Mr. Trump also met with members of the Texas congressional delegation one day after sending a letter to Congress requesting nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts. Hurricane Harvey made landfall in Texas last weekend, dropping record-setting amounts of rain. In all, 50 people died so far, more than 1 million displaced. U.S. State Department has seized control of three diplomatic posts in the U.S. vacated by Russia at the request of Washington. A Russian compound in Washington was closed, along with diplomatic buildings in San Francisco and New York. The move to close the Russian facilities came in response to a demand from Moscow that Washington reduce its diplomatic staff in Russia after sanctions were imposed on the Kremlin. This is VOA News. A convoy of Islamic State jihadists continuing to trip across Syria after getting stuck in the country's eastern region, and most have crossed over into areas controlled by the radical Muslim group near the Iraqi border, despite U.S. threats to bomb the group. A group of about 300 militants and their families left the Syria-Libyan border earlier this week, part of a ceasefire deal struck between IS, Hezbollah, and the Syrian government. Meantime, the United States-backed fighters in Raqqa say they have taken the last districts of the old city from the Islamic State. VOA's Mary Mata has more.
Talal Sello, a spokesman for the SDF, told AFP the coalition fighters are now on the edges of IS's security quarter in the city center, where most of its main bases are. About 25,000 civilians remain trapped with the remaining jihadists. The SDF began its campaign to recapture the former de facto capital of the so-called IS caliphate in June with the help of U.S. air support. A U.S. military spokesman has said he has not yet been able to confirm whether the city's been retaken. Mary Mata, VOA News.
Britain appears to be drifting toward a Norway-style Brexit deal that would give Britain access to the European Union as a single market. Speaking in Washington after 4 days of testy and inconvenient talks in Brussels with EU negotiators, British Minister overseeing the Brexit negotiations, David Davis, offered the admission that Britain is weighing whether to join the European Free Trade Association.
When I spoke to my European counterpart, Michel Barnier, I said to him once, the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. And as ever on that front, I am a determined optimist in this. We will get to those opportunities. Because fundamentally, I believe that a good deal is in the interests of both the United Kingdom and the European Union, and of the entire global community.
Davis's comments surprised some in the audience at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, where in his speech, the British minister also appeared to take aim at President Trump and warned against the West turning its back on globalization and free trade. U.S. astronaut Peggy Whitson has returned to Earth from the International Space Station, where she had spent more time in space than any other American, 665 days over three separate missions, the equivalent of about 1 year and 10 months outside the Earth's atmosphere. At 57, Whitson is the oldest woman to have been in space. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.